for bread, cold meats and cheese topped off with creamy yogurt and fresh berries. Oh, I'm liking that, Richard. Liking that a lot?
No, I'm not. No. So no. No, I mean, it's quite a soulless breakfast, if you ask me.
Okay. Straight talking Richard Johnson is back with us.
It is.
Hello, Richard. Oh, yeah. And he's brought in a pink bag.
Well, it was just looking out the window. Well, it's so beautiful. Yeah. The sun coming up. You talk about the sap rising. My sap, I'm not sure it rises anymore, but, you know, it's springtime.
Okay.
And rather than a young man's fancy turning to women, it turns to me. Food.
Yeah.
And I think, okay, how can I present spring on a plate to you? And this is it.
Oh, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Right. This thing has emerged from a pink bag, and it is a beautiful, I'm thinking a beautiful field. It's got butterflies in it and little buds bursting out of the turf, of the grass.
It is,
beautiful sap green. What
London
is it, then?
Field. Well, it's canapés. Is what it is.
You can eat that?
Yeah, you can eat it. What is it? I mean, it's from Bubble Food, they are the Heston Blumenthal of canapé production.
My goodness.
So what you've got there.
Oh, there's a picture on our website, by the way, if you want to see it. So,
I mean, everything is edible. That's a tiny little toffee apple. You've got butterflies. You've got, I mean, you can choose all sorts of things. There's even caramelised slugs in there if you dig around in the soil, but I probably won't be digging
around. Can I eat everything of that,
iridescent,
for example?
Well, give it a go. I mean, that's a Cape gooseberry you've got there, covered in chocolate, but designed to look like dragonflies, and you've got, you know, there's iridescent little blackberry beetles.
What's this I'm popping in my mouth?
It's a toffee apple. Mm. The thing about canapés is they're meant to aid conversation.
Yeah.
That one might be a little bit too big.
Can't speak for at least 5 minutes.
They're meant to be one bite big. to be honest, I've always found canapés a bit tiresome. Do you know what I mean?
No? Really?
Yeah, they're just a little bit Annabelle's party.
Well, I went to a party last week where the canapés were fine. They were done on beautiful bits of sourdough bread, you know, nothing wimpy about them. And they had sort of things like rare beef with horseradish, and so it was a meal in itself.
Not too big.
Enormous. I was the only one eating them because they were so unladylike, except for someone like me who ate a plateful.
To me, I just see big dry cleaning bills.
Really?
I see, So and a little bit fussy and a little bit pretentious.
Mm.
But this, I mean, how excited would you be if you went around to somebody's house for a bit of a drink, and rather than cheese footballs.
Yeah.
Cheesy pineapple, you get something like this.
Well,
you would feel loved, wouldn't you?
I'd feel loved and very special.
Yeah.
And very sticky if I tried to eat what I'm eating now, if I was
wearing
a cocktail dress.
It's spring.
I know. It is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you do